Hello everyone, this is the story by Ted Seeger called The Fourth King, or basically The Other Wise Man. Once upon a time, three kings came down out of a distant land and followed a star to a little town across the desert. You may know them as the Wise Men, or the Magi, or as I did by their names, Melchior, Caspar and Balthazar. They brought with them gold, frankincense and myrrh, presents for a newborn child. But there was another king who set out on the long and difficult journey, and like the others, he arrived too late and empty-handed. I was that king, King Mazel. I was the fourth king. I was the ruler of a very small kingdom, so small that I was its king and its people. Indeed, if it had not been for my camel, Chamberlain, I would have been all alone, alone except for the stars, my distant friends. Like the three kings, I was a stargazer. Night after night, I scoured the sky for the sign that would herald the birth of the King of Kings. Night after night, I searched in vain. How long had I watched? 1,000 nights? 10,000 nights? And then, that long-awaited night, it happened, the sign appearing after all these years. My heart skipped a beat with joy. In an instant, we ran out the door, only to run back in again. After all, a king had been born. We couldn't show up without a present. I put on my royal cloak and packed my most valuable possessions, the royal star map and the royal star crystal. We were on our way. We had to hurry. The three kings were waiting at the edge of the great desert, and the four of us would continue on our journey. We rode through the night, leaving our home far behind, but I felt safe with the star as my guide. The desert plain drew nearer, and I looked forward to seeing my friends. But then the breeze freshened and stung our eyes with dust, and the wind howled and bellowed, and a sandstorm started. Afraid for our lives, we ploughed on through the wave after wave of sand, hoping to outrun the storm and find shelter. But it seemed hopeless. And then just as we were ready to drop in the dunes, we staggered out of the storm into stillness. It was Chamberlain who heard it first. A small cry on the wind. What? What were we to do? My friends waiting, our journey and such a long journey still ahead of us. What were we to do? We headed back into the storm, and there, in its heart, we found a little nomad girl, sand-stung and frightened, her name blown away by the wind. I wrapped her in my cloak and carried her through the blizzard. We were glad to have found her, and glad, too, when her family found us. They invited us to stay, but I was anxious to join my friends. We rode on, confident that we could make up the time. Yet when we arrived, the three kings had already left. We had missed them by minutes. My dear Mazel, said the note, we waited as long as we could. We have set off across the desert, our travels faster than three, and we are certain to see you before the journey's end. Your friend Balthazar. They weren't far ahead. We would surely catch up. Chamberlain galloped faster than he had ever galloped in his life. But Chamberlain was quite a bit smaller than most camels, and his legs, though strong, weren't quite as long. At last, I spied them in the distance. Only it wasn't them. It was a merchant caravan. We weren't the only ones travelling that night. The merchants were lost and without a map. Could I help them, perhaps? But such a long camel train would travel very slowly. What were we to do? My heart sank. We were already late. So we followed my star map. It was quite a detour to their hometown. In slow procession, we led the caravan safely out of the desert. My heart soared. I could still see the star. Perhaps we could meet up with the three kings after all. But then a deep gorge cut across our path. There was no way around it. We would have to cross over. The merchants were scared. Their camels were scared. I was scared. But Chamberlain was with me, and his courage inspired us all. How we made it, I will never know. But we did. Ooh, it looks like they jumped over it, my goodness. At the outskirts of their town, we bade farewell to the merchants, so we wouldn't get lost again. So they wouldn't get lost again. We left the raw star map with the merchants and then set off. The night was cool and silent, and the star glimmered like a candle in the faraway window. We rode until we were weary and then stopped in need of a rest. It was Chamberlain who heard it first, a tiny tinkling bell on the breeze. We looked around, but there was no one there. What were we to do? The tinkling came again. A small plant looked up at us, withered and thirsty. I gave it what little water we had left. To our amazement, the plant began to flower, then dropped into my palm a little round fruit that sounded like a bell. We were astonished and not a little puzzled, but the star was calling and I was anxious to join our friends, and so we travelled on following the star into the mountains. The road grew steeper now and the wind grew icy and the raindrops turned to hailstones. It was cold and our steps were shivery, but Chamberlain did not seem to mind. I held on tightly to him, afraid we would lose sight of each other. Finally, we climbed above the clouds and found ourselves at the top of the mountains. The star burned brightly and full of hope once more, and we tumbled after our friends. Our descent was rapid, and I felt sure we would catch the Three Kings very soon. But we found our path blocked by a strange, endless wall that bore no gates or doorway. There was no way through it. We would have to go round it. We hurried by as quickly as we could, unsure of what was on the other side. We were almost past its boundaries when we discovered the terrible truth. The wall was being built by small children. Oh dear. The children were slaves belonging to a rich man who forced them to work on his wall. His guards seized us and carried us inside. I commanded the rich man to let the children go, but he just laughed. I offered to give up my last gift for the newborn king in exchange for the children's freedom. The rich man snatched the crystal and said it was ransom enough for my camel and me, that we were free to go, but no one else. What were we to do? He doesn't sound very nice, does he? And so we stayed with the children and toiled with them until to finish the wall. As we laboured, so the stones piled higher and hid the star from our view. And in spite of Chamberlain's best efforts to keep me from despair, my hopes were fading fast. Seeing my sadness, a little girl gave me her only possession, a toy lamb carved from wood. It made me smile. I hid the lamb in my tunic and promised her that somehow we would all be free. But not yet. Instead, we were herded into a dark stone maze. We could hardly see each other in the blackness, but the children huddled close to me and Chamberlain. Outside, the guards slept. This was our chance, if only we could escape. It was Chamberlain who heard it first, a tiny tinkling bell in the silence. The fruit from the desert. It cracked open in my hand to reveal three softly luminous star seeds, and the light shone in the darkness. Chamberlain led us up on tippy-toes past the three sleeping guards and out of our prison. We lifted the children through the last small opening in the wall. We were free. The children came with us, and I felt sure we would be safe with the newborn king. The star called us on towards the little town of Bethlehem. There we met some shepherds with glad tidings. They had followed the star to the stable. They had visited a baby and seen the three kings. My heart sang with joy. But the shepherd stopped us. Something terrible was happening. In Bethlehem, soldiers sent to kill the King of Kings were killing children. That tiny baby born in the stable, I had to save him. We left the children with the shepherds and raced down the hillside, but the soldiers were searching the valley, so we hid amongst the ruins and waited for them to go. Then out of the shadows a man appeared, leading a donkey carrying a woman with a baby in her arms. They looked frightened and the infant was starting to stir, so I beckoned them to our hiding place not a moment too soon. How silently we sat as the soldiers passed by, except for the newborn child who started to whimper. Quickly, I gave him the wooden lamb from my pocket, and he beamed with hushed delight. But the soldier had turned back and were coming closer. They were sure to discover us. What were we to do? In the end, there was only one thing to do. With a deep breath, I leapt out onto the road, Chamberlain at my side, and ran, hoping that we could distract the soldiers long enough for the family to make their escape. Sure enough, the soldiers gave chase and were soon gaining on us, but somehow we drew our pursuers into the next valley before I stumbled to a stop, exhausted. Chamberlain stood guard as the troops closed in, their swords drawn menacingly. We were outnumbered and it seemed out of luck. To this day, I don't know what happened next, but certainly the earth shook and our ears were full of thunder and soldiers. They were much afraid and fled in confusion. I cannot be certain, but I think that they had been scattered by the trampling of three royal camels. Chamberlain and I were alone on the edge of town. The stable that the shepherds had spoken about was up ahead. We ran as fast as we could, but the stable was empty. We were too late. Our journey had been in vain. I fell to my knees and wept. And then, in the depths of my despair, the most wonderful thing happened. I heard a voice speak softly. King Mazel, you have not come too late. You were always with me. When I was lost, you showed me the way. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was captive, you freed me. And when I was in danger, you saved me. You were always there when I needed you. And I will always be with you forever. Hearing these words, I knew that my journey was over. My heart was filled with joy and the rising sun felt warm on my face. A new day was dawning. Outside the stable, the shepherds and the children were waiting, full of smiles. We embraced and set off for the farmlands and new pastures. And so, though it hardly matters now, I never did meet the three kings, Balthazar, Caspar and Melchior, returned to their kingdoms, but I did not. I am no longer a king, I am a shepherd, and Chamberlain is a sheep camel. He looks after our sheep, and I look after our flock of children. We are very happy. From time to time, we still like to walk in the meadow and watch the night sky. And though the star has long disappeared from its place, it still burns brightly in my heart. The end. That's a nice Christmas story. Thanks, everyone.